Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning. It's great to be able to be here to share with you a little bit this morning. It's great to be able to have everyone together. A special welcome to you if you are new with us, or if you're visiting with us for the first time. A special welcome to you. I was thinking about Christmas. Obviously, we've just seen a great nativity. We saw almost a costume of Mary be ripped off from one girl to another, which I thought would be good. So I heard the story of Christmas when thinking about all that God has done. I was reminded of a story that I heard a long time ago. It's about a little girl called Cindy. Cindy hadn't seen her dad in what seemed like ages. But today was the big day. Her gran had done her hair all nicely. She'd put on her favourite dress. She'd packed her bag, and now at last they were on their way. Cindy was going to be looked after by one of the air hostesses during the short flight. So just before she got onto the airplane, she hugged her grandparents goodbye and wished them a happy Christmas. And she quickly skipped to her seat, giggling to herself, "I'm going to see my daddy, I'm going to see my daddy." There wasn't a drone in the sky, so the plane quickly got into the air. And all through the flight, Cindy couldn't contain her excitement. She told all the cabin crew, "I'm going to see my daddy, I'm going to see my daddy." She told all the other passengers, "I'm going to see my daddy, I'm going to see my daddy." After a little while longer, she remembered the bag of snacks that her gran had given her for the journey. She had a look inside. Underneath all the fruit and all the sandwiches and all the healthy things, she saw the sweeties at the bottom, and she knew she shouldn't, but she reached straight for the sweeties. Enough sweeties to last her the whole Christmas holidays. She reached for them and started stuffing as many as she could into her mouth, while still excitedly repeating, "I'm going to see my daddy, I'm going to see my daddy." Once she had finished every single sweetie, the seatbelt light came back on and the plane was coming into land. There was a little bit of turbulence and the plane started to get a wee bit shaky. The plane began to get a little bumpy, but Cindy didn't mind. She wasn't scared. She was too excited to be scared. Cindy, totally filled up with sweeties, noticed that her tummy was starting to feel a little bit funny. But she didn't mind that either. But then as the plane jolted, as it touched down on the runway, it finally happened. "I'm going to see my daddy, I'm going to see my..." Cindy couldn't reach the sick bag in time. And so when she got off the plane, she looked much different to when she had got on the plane. She smelled much different to her favourite dress, her nice pretty hair all covered in sick. She was all yucky and smelly, and she was upset, and she was lonely. But then she looked up, and she saw her dad. "Daddy," she yelled out as she started to run towards him. Everyone else who had been on the plane turned to get a look at this dad that they'd heard so much about. They saw a very well-dressed man, immaculately presented, with a very posh-looking suit on. They saw him and they thought to themselves, "Oh, if he isn't careful, all of that sick that's covering this little girl is going to get all over him too." They strained to see, what is he going to do? Will he try to stop her from running to him and keep her arm's length until she gets herself cleaned up? Will he awkwardly just kind of pat her on the head or shake her by the hand so he doesn't get all covered in it too? No, to everyone's amazement, he runs towards Cindy, not caring if he gets himself all smelly and yucky. He bends down and scoops his daughter up in his arms and carries her home. Now, what, I hear you ask, has that got to do with Christmas? Well, this story is just like what God did for us on that very first Christmas. You see, he is the father that each of us needs, that the world has been desperately waiting for and looking for. But it would have been so easy for him to stay at a distance, to keep himself away from all the pain and all the darkness and all the mess of our world, to distance himself from all of our mistakes, all the mistakes we've made, and all the mess we have got ourselves into. But at Christmas, we remember that he didn't do that. He didn't stay away. At Christmas, we remember that instead of staying at a distance, he came to be with us. He embraced this world despite all of its problems. The God who made the universe, who made the mountains, who spoke the stars into being, God who created life itself, he became a baby, born to a young woman, born into a life of poverty and loss and pain. See, this is the verse that we've been looking at, the verse of the Bible we've been looking at and focusing on over the last few weeks. It's from the very start of the book of John. John was one of Jesus' best friends, and he started off the story partly by saying that he became flesh, that God, the Word, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. See, he became flesh and made his dwelling among us. He came to live with us. It's like he moved in next door to live a life where he would embrace a broken world, a world into which he brought healing and comfort and wisdom and hope and life. He came to be grace and truth in our lives, to make God known to each one of us. The Christmas story is a story of God bringing himself low to embrace us, of God not letting anything come between him and his children. It's not just a nice, pretty scene. There's nothing pretty about it. It's not a nice, pretty little story for Mary. I don't know of another mother who would choose to have her baby in a faraway town, away from her family, after a long journey. It's not a nice, pretty little story for Joseph. No father would feel proud if he couldn't provide a decent place for his brand new wife and his brand new baby in a moment like this. It's not a pretty little story for Jesus. No king would relish telling the story of how his rejected parents brought him into the world among where all the animals slept. No other God has ever chosen humanity and vulnerability and weakness over the glory of heaven. There is no God like our God. There's no story like this story. It's not a nice, pretty little story, but it is a powerful story, because it's a story of how this God bent down and scooped us up into his arms, how he came to be with us. And it's especially powerful because it's still going on today. Every day, people are still experiencing God close to them through the presence and life of Jesus Christ. Through Jesus, God is still entering into our lives and into our world. We've seen that over this term. People who had no experience of God going on things like Alpha courses and coming to know him personally through Jesus Christ. We saw that same truth earlier on this month when we saw people be baptized in our church, as each of them got up and stood and told the church and told their family and told their friends what God had done in their lives, how God had transformed difficult situations and had been there even in the most difficult of situations. That is why it's such a powerful story. That is why it's such a powerful part of the Bible, because it changes everything for us, even today. That's why a preacher called Matthew Henry, he said, this verse is worthy to be written in gold. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this time of year. We thank you for this story, and we thank you that it's a reality. Thank you that we can know you close to us. Thank you that through Jesus you have made yourself known, and that through Jesus you have brought grace and truth into this world and into our lives. Father, help us to remember you. Help us to know you better over this period. Lord, that with everything going on, we would remember the true reason for all of these celebrations and everything that you have done for us. For we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Just before we